Hi, this is Herb Montgomery with Renewed Heart Ministries, and I want to welcome you to this week's weekly podcast. This week, I'd like to focus for a brief moment on a story that may be familiar to many of you, but one that over the last week has spoken volumes to me. The story is one of Mary and her older sister, Martha. And Jesus was to be the invited guest in their home, and Martha was busy with all the preparations and the duties involved in serving, while Mary was doing something quite different. The story's found in Luke 10, verse 38 through 42. It says, "Now as they were traveling along, he entered a village, and a woman named Martha welcomed him into her home. She had a sister called Mary, who was seated at the Lord's feet, listening to his word. But Martha was distracted with all her preparations, and she came up to him and said, 'Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to do all the serving alone? Then tell her to help me.' But the Lord answered and said to her, 'Martha, Martha, you are worried and bothered about so many things, but only one thing is necessary. For Mary has chosen the good part, which shall not be taken away from her.'" Traditionally, the interpretation of this story, in my opinion, has been watered down. It's about so much more than Martha simply being busy working for Jesus and Mary choosing to spend time with Jesus. That point, for sure, can be derived from this story, too. But I know for myself that when I stop and I meditate on what this story is really whispering to me, the meaning of what it means to be Jesus to the world around us takes on a whole new dynamic. But to see it, to see what's really taking place in this story, you have to know something of the culture behind this event. In first century Judaism in Palestine, sitting at a rabbi's feet was for men only. For women to be among a crowd listening to a rabbi as he taught was not unusual at all. But to sit at a rabbi's feet, that was a position reserved for men. And not just for any man. This was for young men, men who were in a position, who were aspiring to become rabbis themselves. Notice Paul's words in Acts 22, verse 3. "I am verily a man, which am a Jew, born in Tarsus, in the city of Cilicia, yet brought up in this city at the feet of Gamaliel, and taught according to the perfect manner of the law of the fathers, and was zealous toward God, as ye all are this day." You can also look at Abith 1, verse 4, to see some more of the cultural references of what it meant to sit at someone's feet. In their culture, quite simply, women were not rabbis, and for a rabbi to allow a woman to sit at his feet would have been scandalous. It meant that you were recognizing this woman as an aspiring teacher in Israel, and this was not acceptable. Now go back and reread Martha's words to Jesus and listen to his response with this in mind. "Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to do all this serving alone? Then tell her to help me." Martha here is essentially saying, "How dare my sister take such a presumptuous position? Jesus, put her back in her place. She should be in here where she belongs, taking care of the domestic duties and preparing and serving. Jesus, say something. Jesus, rebuke her." But how does Jesus respond? "But the Lord answered and said to her, 'Martha, Martha, you are worried and bothered about so many things, but only one thing is necessary, for Mary has chosen the good part, which shall not be taken away from her.'" Mary was being drawn to Jesus. In her heart, she knew this rabbi was different. She wanted not only to follow this Jesus, but to lead others into becoming one of his followers too. Jesus saw this and recognized it in a way that would have made a significant statement to all who were present. Jesus was not going to allow cultural gender issues to be placed in Mary's way. His kingdom was to be different. Something very special was happening in Mary's heart toward Jesus, and Jesus' treatment of Mary, especially here, according to first century Jewish standards in Judaism, is breathtaking. Later, Mary would be the first at the tomb. She would be the first to see the risen Jesus. She would be the first to proclaim the message of the risen Lord. Mary would be the very first to proclaim the gospel. Today, the issues of male versus female still abound in many churches. And although this podcast doesn't afford us the space to analyze all the many times in Scripture that God makes concessions to cultural gender sensitivities, what this story does reveal is God's ideal, that stripping away all the concessions of God trying to reach our cultures. In God's heart, there is neither Jew nor Greek, there is neither slave nor free man, there is neither male nor female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus. Strip away all the concessions, and you get a God who looks like Jesus. But what does this mean for us, for those who claim to be followers of Jesus today? At the very least, this story should awaken in us at least a sensitivity to the outsiders, the marginalized, the outcasts of our culture. Those who are being told that they don't fit in, that they don't belong because of their gender or because of their race or social status. This story is a call to us as followers of Jesus to welcome all when it comes to sitting at the feet of Jesus. Knowing that for Jesus in his cultural setting, to allow Mary, a woman, and in other places even demoniacs to sit at his feet, that meant something, and it means something to us today. It should speak volumes. Go out and love somebody Jesus style this week, and Merry Christmas to each one of you. Keep living in love and building the kingdom. I love you guys. We'll see you next week.